Good morning. I'm Jennifer Nations, Water Resource Coordinator for City of College Station, welcoming you to Waterful Wednesday. Smart Irrigation Month wraps up this week, but if you follow these tips, your irrigation system will be smart all year long. We've learned about smart irrigation controllers, time of day watering, and how to program your irrigation controller to do cycle and soak, but we're not done. One of the common recommendations for summertime irrigation is to provide 1 to 1.5 inches of water on your grass each week. Your grass needs that to replace water lost to evapotranspiration. That's plant sweat. We can apply this water with sprays, rotors, rotary nozzles, or drip irrigation. One type of sprinkler is the fixed spray, used for shrubs or smaller turf areas. These put out the most water of all types of sprinklers, so they should have the shortest runtime. Watering 2 days per week, you want the runtime for these to be around 15 minutes on each watering day. When these sprinkler bodies are operating with water pressure higher than recommended, that contributes to as much as 50% of the irrigation water being wasted. WaterSense labeled spray sprinkler bodies regulate pressure right at the sprinkler head to ensure a consistent flow rate and deliver water evenly to the landscape. Replacing all sprinkler bodies operating at high pressure with these pressure regulating sprinkler bodies could save 31 billion gallons of water every year. Rotors are best for large turf areas because they put out a large stream of water, sometimes up to 15 feet, and spray all the way to the next sprinkler head. This is called head-to-head coverage. If the recommendation is for 1 inch of water per week, you can apply this on 2 watering days with a total runtime of 30 to 40 minutes on the rotors. If you have an area prone to runoff or especially heavy clay soils, look into lower application rate rotary nozzles. The lower application rate allows more time for soil to absorb irrigation water. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek. For more information, click over to cstx.gov.